You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As 2025 has barely begun,
let's go.
We are already hitting the ground running.
There's always so much going on.
News at an astounding rate.
Sky keeps me connected to what's going on.
The news station, 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And we get to say it, and he is the president again. Happy hump day, Trump day.
Nice.
We've been saying that for quite a few years now. We never gave up.
No.
Never threw in the towel. Didn't know that it would ever really come to fruition, to reality.
We even had the discussion. How long do you keep that going? Because at some point, I mean.
But we never gave up.
No.
And here we are. Mm-hmm. Four more years of happy hump day Trump days.
Gotta love it.
And then we'll have, you know, maybe 8 years of.
How do we get Vance?
Fancy Pants Vance days.
Okay.
Fancy Pants Vance days.
You answered the question before I could even ask it.
I just like.
You're inspired.
Yeah. I just came up with it like that.
You know, it was interesting. I was at a Trump celebration party the other night, and it's funny how people just are more and more going, man, I really like that Vance guy. Man, I really like him. And I think, I think more and more as we see him, and I think Trump will let him be a little more active than maybe your average VP. I think that'll be good.
I think it would be in everybody's best interest if it was a much more active vice presidential role. And maybe this could even sort of change the shape of how vice presidents have operated. Mm-hmm. Because, look, they're not afraid of, moving and, breaking some ground to get things done. And this may be a part of it. So, yeah.
Well, look at the difference. You put Kamala in front of a camera or you put Vance in front of a camera where questions are involved or policy involved or thinking is involved.
Hey, I want to get a feel for really what it was like to actually be there at the inauguration and all the fun after. So we're going to connect with our Congresswoman, Kad Kamik, and get the real deal from her because she was all a big part of that. And she took some pictures with a whole bunch of fancy people. Famous people, wealthy people.
What are you going to ask her about her shoes at one of the balls?
Apparently, she was rocking the town in tennis shoes, yes. And not by choice.
She'll let you know.
Get into that story a little bit, too. All right. First of all, locally, the most important story right now is you being aware that very dangerous driving conditions could exist either right now or over the next few hours. So if you're drawing a line across the state and you're south of Gainesville, you're probably going to be okay. You've got wet roads. Do be careful. But north of a line through Gainesville, then you've got a very good possibility of at least some areas that are going to have frozen or a layer of ice on top of roadways. This very much could be a reality. We haven't gotten any reports of it yet. And maybe the temperature needs to drop a little bit and maintain that lower temperature for a couple hours, which is in the forecast. So that's why they're asking, and I'm asking everybody, stay off the roads unless you really need to be out on the road, say, until 10 a.m. Limit that travel, if possible. Most of your area schools are closed today. Some office hours may be changed as a result of this weather. So you might want to call ahead and make sure that wherever you're going, that they're there. Wouldn't want to make a wasted trip, especially when it is so nasty out. All right, so freezing temperatures are expected, especially, like I said, Gainesville and north. Be prepared. All right. Yeah, we've got more serious stuff we're going to get to, but it is the new golden age. It is. And I feel very optimistic about it. And one of the signs that things are going in the right direction is an anti-woke beer company teaming up with MAGA Babe influencers to launch a new calendar. That's America.
Beer and calendar. Beer and calendars.
That's America. It's America. Anyway, the anti-woke beer company, Ultra Right.
Oh, yep, that's the name of it. See what they did there? Yeah. Okay.
Has officially released its annual swimsuit calendar highlighting MAGA Babes.
Interesting.
Yeah. And, I saw a picture of them. There's nothing, they have bathing suits on. There's nothing tawdry about it. But, you start to go, when they're younger than my daughters, it's like, okay, don't stare, Dad. In fact, the calendar is named Conservative Dad's Mega Babes.
That's hilarious.
Make America Hot and Healthy Again. It's being billed by Ultra Right as a bold and unapologetic celebration of health, beauty, and American values. All right. And America's entering the new golden age. Leaving woke culture in the dust. Companies like Sports Illustrated clearly missed the memo, Ultra Right said in a press release. Their 2025 bikini calendar features a morbidly obese woman, promoting poor health as something to celebrate. The MAGA Babes calendar is here to set the record straight. It's time to take health and fitness seriously and look hot doing it. All right. So there you go. And that's, now, that was another one of, I say, my ideas. Clearly, I wasn't the only one, but kind of the answer to the Bud Light. It actually came out sooner than that, but Ultra Right. Hmm. Yeah. This is already, like, these are the kind of things hopefully we'll be talking about in the future.
Calendars?
Not about how much, beer, babes, where's the party? Along with, of course, economic opportunities and growth and things like interest rates coming down and people, and wages going up. These are the kinds of things that we want to talk about. Not how much money are we spending in Ukraine while our borders are wide open and people are suffering all over. High crime rates, fentanyl poisoning, all that. But we're moving ahead, and we're hopefully going to have more optimistic stuff to talk about.
Well, and we're already seeing some jobs coming back with Chrysler due to the tariffs that everybody's like, you can't do tariffs, that kind of stuff. It's forcing Stellantis / Chrysler Dodge Ram to bring some construction. Guess what? Back to Michigan.
Right.
Construction. I didn't mean construction. Production. And so Rams are moving back. They're going to be bringing Hemis back. I mean, getting rid of a lot of this whole green garbage is bringing a lot of cool cars and trucks back to the market, including V8s and American production, which means American jobs.
We had really the best of both worlds and tried to skip a step.
Yes.
And it's called hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome they are. What a great way to move toward transitioning maybe to alternative fuels. In the end, will it be some sort of hydrogen compressed or fuel tanks or something like that? What else? There is a future that may be different.
Sure.
And that's fine, and you can embrace that. And the marketplace will embrace it if you make it make sense to them, not force them.
Mm-hmm.
The electric motor.
Been around forever.
Yeah, I mean,
in fact,
Porsche built, I think, 19, one of their earlier models, they had one that was electric.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so hybrid, that to me, man, you can't beat it. It's the best of all worlds. But anyway, former President Joe Biden's Office of Gun Violence Prevention has been scrubbed. And why would that be? Because it doesn't work. Yep. It's led to some to presume the office has been disbanded. Here's what, who was this? Bloomberg affiliated Everytown for Gun Safety posted on X. Moms Demand Action noted just hours after being sworn into office, it appears the Trump administration has dissolved the first ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Given Trump's well-documented allegiance to the gun lobby, this move comes as no surprise, but it serves as a stark reminder that we must do all we can to preserve the progress that we've made on gun safety over the past decade. Really?
Hey, he's the one that got shot at. Come on, people.
You know, one of the most important components of so-called gun safety would be teaching young people how to operate and utilize and be safe with a gun.
Yep.
To respect it, to understand it. Yeah. Tell a teenager, no, is much what happens.
Grab whatever you told them about.
And that goes away. That's in the Wayback Machine there. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You?
Yeah.
Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. What's Bugging You next? Call now. 877-975-9825. And careful on the roads. Very careful.
Time to air it out.
My head is about to explode.
It creates mass hysteria right and left.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now. 877-W-SKY-TALK.
Sky listeners are ticked off.
It just makes me crazy.
Right here where the sun don't shine.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
I'm not asking.
Well, the sun ain't shining right now. Know that. It is 7:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. Time for What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. And that is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. But call in now if you don't get through right away. Please try back. One quick weather warning, all kinds of freeze warnings in effect, winter weather warnings, all of these things. You don't want to be on the roadways if you can avoid them, especially if you're south of Gainesville. If you're south of Gainesville, you're probably in pretty good shape. But Gainesville and north, we have to be careful. If temperatures continue to drop, you could have ice on roadways. Not a good combo, and that's the reason why most of your area schools are closed today. All right, 877-975-9825. And Wayne, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Rolling off a Trump Tuesday into a hump day, Trump day here. You know, the Democrats, they just haven't learned a lesson. I'd like to remind everybody that they are the only party that has rats in the end of their name. But Jamie Raskin is what's bothering me. The fact that he come out and said all the J6ers released are Trump's foot soldiers. I like to remind him, take a look at that map from the election. No, the foot soldiers are already out there and we all voted. Have a good day.
Not only that, some of those so-called foot soldiers were actually working for the FBI. Oh, Jamie Raskin kind of forgot that, didn't he? Yeah. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. This is not political, but I really think it's a public safety thing. As we all know, it's not generally safe to eat off vintage plates and vintage dishware because you don't know what they're made of. Well, just the other day, I went into Walmart to find a spoon holder. You know, you kind of stick it on the side of your stove when you're cooking so the spoon doesn't end up on the counter. Well, I happened to flip it over, and look, there is a warning that it contains lead and cadmium. I'm like, what the heck? That's like the stuff, the toxic stuff in batteries. Then I proceeded to flip other items over on the shelf, and they also, like, there was a pitcher to put juice in, had lead in it. And I'm like, shouldn't we have moved past this by now? That's what's bugging me, is people are being exposed, and they don't know it.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I thought cadmium was like a kind of chocolate.
You're thinking of that little bunny, aren't you?
So I'm being educated right here. No,
that's Cadbury.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's these kind of things are all around us. We can eliminate as much as we can eliminate. We should eliminate. All right, what's bugging you? We finally got a couple open lines. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Real quick for you and Greg, when I was at Denver Liquor Store, they have these, speaking of calendars, they have these calendars called Classy Chassis, which has well-appointed models standing by Bentleys and McLarens and Ferraris. But more to the point, what's bugging me is I listen to, and I'll give you guys these calendars next time we meet, but what's bugging me is I listen to Coast to Coast AM, where George Noory interviews intelligent individuals at great length. What bugs me is I respect all they share, yet they keep doing the speakerphone thing, and it sounds like they're speaking from the bottom of a well. I respect all they share. I just wish they would show a little more courtesy by using a headset. It's just funny.
Yeah, if you're going to talk about aliens, why don't you utilize some of their advanced technology?
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir there. I whined to Bob about that just the other day. I'm like, why are they on a speakerphone?
You see it on major national TV and broadcast and radio. Yeah, I don't get it either.
No.
All right, let's go to Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Cory Booker and most of these Democrats that are actually saying that pardoning and commuting the sentences for these J6ers is absolutely horrible because they killed police officers. I want somebody to actually tell me, besides that one that died of a heart attack a week later, which police officers died because of January 6th. Nobody has, I mean, they keep saying that the police officers have died, but who are they? Give me a name so we can look them up.
Yeah, well, they can't do that because you have the story exactly right. Only one person died that day. Her name was Ashley Babbitt, and she was shot by Capitol Police, by an Officer Byrd. That's exactly what happened, and they continue to lie. And you should, you know, I mean, the lefties, well, they're never going to be called out on it by the lefty media. Tony, what's bugging you?
So the news media, right on cue, Bob, they're all wringing their hands because President Trump is starting to take care of our border and the illegal immigration issue. What they fail to realize is that he's going after the cartels by doing this simply because the human trafficking is their bread and butter. So by turning away people who come in here illegally, he's going after their money. And they just don't get it because they're too busy, worried about Trump, and trying to take down what he's trying to do. Thanks, Bob.
I wish the media would just spend a few minutes going into the homes of people who lost their son or daughter or loved one to fentanyl poisoning and interview them instead of some wailing and gnashing of teeth at the border by people who don't have the legal right to come in here. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I tell you what, I have some somewhat serious concerns and reservations about AI. You know how computer networks and phone banks are always getting hacked into? Well, what's to stop the political left, the news media, from hacking into the AI and filling the AI with a bunch of delusional mush, just like their heads are, just like the other college kids?
John, we appreciate your call.
Actually, John is right, because it learns by searching, and if what it's searching shows up more lefty.
John is wrong. John is wrong. John is evil.
John is right.
You listen to this voice.
John, you got it right today, dude.
Right on, my friends. Yep. It was another great one. Thanks for participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And looking forward, 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who she met with, what it was like. She was at the inauguration of 47 Donald J. Trump, and it is a very happy hump day, Trump day, right here, right now on 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
For the nomination of Pam Bondi.
We have got to work together to make America safe again.
Trending stories.
Marco Rubio, State Department.
And why they matter.
Strong America engaged in the world.
North Central Florida's news station.
A ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, will serve as our next U.S. Senator.
I'm ready to show up and fight for this nation.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. From the election.
We begin a brand new day.
To the swearing in of Donald Trump.
We have an incredible once in a generation opportunity.
History happens here.
A new America on the sky.
It's vital.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 7:34. Greg and I did a real, well, I've kind of our version of Jim Cantore. We ran outside,
yes,
into this frigid weather to protect you, folks. To protect you, we checked to see if there was any ice forming. And okay, we were like two little kids going, "Is there ice? I want to see ice."
No
and
ice.
We didn't see any ice.
Yeah.
which is such a good thing, though, with people on the roadways.
Yeah.
But that still can change. If you're north of Gainesville, really, don't be on the roads unless you have to. If you're south of Gainesville, it's better to err on the side of caution. But you're going to be, I think, you know, okay for the most part. But, no. You can trust me, but I'd also like you to verify for your own self. And still got wet roads, so that condition still persists in most areas either way. But snow definitely fell in Florida, and, you know, we'll get some of the totals later on. But I believe there was more than a couple inches in some areas. That's
oh, yeah, if you're the panhandle, yeah. Well, and even, like, there's that whole stretch, like, from Houston, Texas, again, pictures of Bourbon Street, you know, with snow on it, and then into the Panhandle. That's kind of the line of where a lot of the snow was. But even early this morning, Alachua was getting kind of a wintry mix, as we would call it. It was a little bit of rain, little snow mixed in with it. But again, the ground's too warm for anything to really stick.
Yeah, it's again, if the temperature drops, things still could change, and it is predicted to drop at least a little bit still in this area. But hopefully it won't, because ice on the roadway, as you know, can be extremely dangerous. All right. Schools in most of the listening area, they're closed today, so don't even worry about that. Hopefully you already got the memo on that. Schools for tomorrow, I believe, will be open unless they, you know, make a decision otherwise today. But as it stands, business as usual tomorrow. All right. We're going to talk to Kat Kamick, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. That's coming up at approximately 8:05. Gun control and anti-gun housing. We like to use Chicago because they're, you know, really they're anti-gun. They have stringent gun control laws, and so he's up 13 shot during weekend. That's got to be low for them, isn't it?
It is. Maybe the cold is keeping folks in.
I think it is. No, yeah, I really think it has an effect.
It does make a difference.
At least 13 people were shot, one of them fatally, during the weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson's Chicago. CBS News reported the shooting fatality occurred just before 2 a.m. Saturday while a 25-year-old and 29-year-old were walking on West Belden Avenue. Someone opened fire on them. The 25-year-old was shot in the head and died from his wounds. Police believe the shooter may have been in a passing vehicle. Chicago, like all of Illinois, has stringent gun control, and including assault weapons ban, red flag law, 72-hour waiting period on gun purchasers, firearm owners' identification card requirement for legal gun possession, the process of acquiring that FOID card requires undergoing a thorough background check by Illinois State Police. So I didn't even think that, well, you go to all this trouble, get a background check, and then you do a drive-by and shoot someone in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it wasn't by somebody who has been following the law.
Criminal?
Yeah.
Which they don't do what?
They don't read the laws or obey them.
All right.
Some of them can't read at all, but that's a different story.
Well, details, yeah. I think they probably still somehow know you're not supposed to shoot people, even if they haven't read the law.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You would think so. You would think.
Yeah, you would think. The bust of Winston Churchill. Yeah. Yeah, he did have man boobs, that's for sure, right? Man, you got to laugh on Mike. You're killing me over here. It's a tough crowd, I tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, the reason this came up, a bust of Winston Churchill's head had been in a game of political football for over 15 years. Democrat presidents removing it from the Oval Office and President Trump putting it back again. Now, there was a rumor a dozen years ago or so that Obama boxed it up and sent it back to England. That was never true.
Right.
That was never true. It was moved,
yes,
and has been moved a couple of times. A bronze likeness of British wartime leader and scourge of Nazism, Sir Winston Churchill, given to him.
Wait. Hey. He didn't like Nazi?
No.
But But Donald Trump and Elon Musk are Nazis. So I'm confused.
Well, no, you're not confused. The media that reports such...
Okay. I feel better now.
Yes.
Okay.
Such... if.
I know. You just got it's like idiocy is the word that comes
that's
to mind.
That's what I was getting. I go, but yeah, that doesn't really sound good.
But it's true.
But I've used it before.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so this was given to America by the British government in July of 2001. It's been returned now to the Oval Office again as part of President Donald Trump's inauguration redecoration. So, wait, let me get this straight. Under Democrat presidents, they've moved Winston Churchill's bust.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want it in such a place of prominence, but that makes one wonder. Now, wait a second. He was anti-Nazi, anti-Hitler. Yeah.
You're using some logic again, I can tell.
And so wouldn't you want him to kind of be present, so to speak, especially when you're dealing with serious issues around the world? You would think, well, now there's a world leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who fought a movement and a, you know, extremely large and dangerous military, you know, the Germans. While redecorating the Oval Office for incoming president to reflect their tastes and needs, changing curtains, for instance, and the large oval rug over the decorative timber floor has become a normal part of the Inauguration Day handover. The presence of the bust of Churchill has become a political matter. Having sat in the Oval Office after being made as a gift in 2001 for 7 years, the bust was then removed by President Barack Obama upon his inauguration in 2009 and replaced with one of Martin Luther King Jr. Now that even brings more ironies, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Because, so Obama wants MLK Jr. in there.
Right.
And I've got no problem with that at all.
We'd encourage
him. How can he look at Martin Luther King Jr. in the eye, theoretically?
Yes.
And then promote things that became very much racially divided.
BLM, go down the list.
And then, which led to what? Part of that led to the whole DEI thing.
Yep.
So how can you look at MLK, who's the most famous lines ever were, you know, I dream of a day where we judge each other by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. How can you look at him at the same time implement things that are based solely on the color of someone's skin?
Wow.
That's
crazy.
So there's some rich ironies there.
Uh-huh.
Yes, indeed.
But even if you go down to, you know, Biden, what's his excuse? I mean, what president should not just be in awe of him and want him there in the Oval Office? I mean, seriously.
You can't hold anything against Joe Biden. He was an elderly man with memory issues.
Yeah, he hopes so, to have things held against him.
So anything that, you know, he and his crime family engaged in.
The pardoned members, yes.
The old pre-pardoning. Okay.
But they didn't do anything wrong.
Border czar Tom Homan.
We like this guy.
Yeah. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy. If he wasn't doing what he does,
yeah,
I could see him being like one of those tough football coach types.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Co-host John Roberts said, so, Tom, we were expecting, based on your initial schedule, that today roundups of criminal illegal aliens and the process of deporting them would begin. That seems to have been put on hold for a little while. When can we expect it to happen? Homan said, no, it started. If we start, all these teams are out there as of today.
Mm-hmm.
We gave them the direction to prioritize public safety threats that we're looking for.
Good.
So we've been working on the target list.
They're
probably doing a little kind of intel gathering.
Yeah, it's like the, and this is how they want to present it, just sweeping through neighborhoods, scooping up anyone with a tan better than theirs. And that's not going to be how it's being done.
Exactly.
Come on.
There was some discussion about Chicago because the Pacific Operational Plan was released. So we got to look at that and reevaluate. Does this raise off safety concerns? It does. We've addressed that, and the teams are all effective today, John Roberts said. So critics were saying, okay, you're gonna round up people of, you know, their grandmother, ship them back to where they immigrated from. Who are the people that you're targeting, at least in the initial phase? He said, yeah, right out of the gate, This is it's public safety threats. Those who are in the country legally, that's been convicted of arresting for a serious crime. But let's be clear, it's not only public safety that those folks will be arrested, because in sanctuary cities, we're not allowed to get that public safety threat in the jail, which means you've got to go into neighborhoods and find them.
Apparently in Denver, they're actually giving the school system kind of like heads up on what to do if ICE shows up, because all the kids are scared of being deported, apparently.
Who saw that as a problem that could occur when you cross the border illegally? 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, all about the inauguration. And, well, pretty much anything we ask her, she usually has a good answer. So we'll talk to her coming up in a few minutes on 97.3 The Sky.
The media is trying everything that they can to inoculate themselves.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
So they're saying, well, if you try to hold anything accountable, it's just politicization. No, it's not.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Yeah, man, broadcasting in quad this morning, man. Quadraphonic, bro.
That lasted about a moment, didn't it?
Well, you know, we need four of something, and a day like today, maybe four-wheel drive might be appropriate.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:50. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've been concerned all morning and putting out the alerts, as the concern is freezing temperatures meets wet roads. Then it becomes ice, and that is a terribly bad idea for driving on. So we've been worried about hazardous driving conditions. Thus far, we've been pretty fortunate, especially if you're south of Gainesville. You're in pretty good shape. It looks like those temperatures may not drop all the way into freezing, certainly not long enough to produce ice. But that's not a guarantee. And then north, there's greater concerns, and they're still forecasting a drop in the temperature, and it's hovering about, what's the latest you have, about 34,
well, we're
Greg?
Still staying in the 30s, fortunately. 34 for Gainesville, 35 Ocala, 36 the Villages. So we're still doing pretty good in this stretch of, say, I-75.
Yeah, and according to some, they're still looking at a possible temperature drops until you hit somewhere in the 9 o'clock hour, and then it should start the warming trend. But again, no guarantees, and things can change.
Oh, yeah.
But really, if you don't need to be on the roads, don't. There's no schools in session in the listening area, but everything should be back to normal. Hopefully not Abby normal, but it should be back to normal tomorrow. That's what we hope. Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up at approximately 8:05. Stick around for that. Oh, the reason I did the whole quad thing, dude, quadraphonic, man, is because,
yes,
and here's your scare tactic.
Uh-oh.
We could be on the verge of a quaddemic.
Really?
Four, count them, four possible viruses all at once.
How many masks are we going to need?
Five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Four for her, one for you in case hers fall off. Oh, no, that's a whole bag joke.
Bill paper bag.
God, what are you, 12, Greg? Oh, yeah, my gosh.
That wasn't my joke. I've heard it before. But
details,
it wasn't
like that. Oh, now he doesn't want credit. Okay, whatever. Yeah. Four viruses are circulating, and there's concerns of a possible quaddemic.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got influenza.
Yeah.
COVID-19.
Yeah.
RSV, which is a respiratory
situation. We hear about that a lot.
And just, I guess, norovirus.
Okay.
And they're all at very high levels around the country.
If Dr. John, if you're listening, don't run off the road, because he's going, you know, he do the things you're supposed to do, wash your hands, stay up with the vitamins, and treat it like a cold.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Do all the things that you can do to make sure you're getting your sleep. What you want to do is be less prone to it.
Yes.
First of all, and then make sure you have, you know, your vitamins and your zincs and your vitamin D3 and get some sunshine and fresh air. Easier said than done sometimes this part of the year.
The sunshine part.
It has its own, you know, kind of unique challenges, if you will. Plus, when you're out there sunning, your neighbors think that you're crazy.
Weird, Buy a sun lamp for your house.
Dehydration is always a problem for any health issue. So no matter what's going on with you or your child, make sure you address hydration immediately. And that, I can't tell you how many, especially the elderly, go like urgent care, and it turns out all they were was dehydrated. Mm-hmm. Well, dehydration has a greater effect if you're, very young or very old. And even if it affects your blood, and I didn't know this until fairly recently, like kind of the thickness of your blood, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you're dehydrated, your blood is actually thicker. I mean, within that scale. All right. So anyway, this warning, is kind of put out. And what are you going to do? I mean, really, it is for most people. It's going to look like the flu. It's going to feel like the flu. Treat it like the flu. And you should be through it in a few days. Now, if you have other, comorbidities and other serious things going on, then, I wouldn't waste any time. I'd get in touch with your doctor right away. But people who are sick should stay home. This is the advice they give. People who are sick should stay home. Wow.
Wow.
Is that new?
That's a new idea there.
know, there really was a time when, the work ethic was so high. It's like, I'm going to work. Yeah, you probably really shouldn't. You've got a fever of about 104 there, pal.
Yeah.
No, I got to go in, man. They're counting on me or whatever. Oh, they're counting on you making them sick. Okay. Well,
and then everybody's off.
And then now it's like, hey, time to return to work. No, man, I'm going to work from home.
Yeah.
So now I don't think you have to beg people to stay home now.
Not so much.
Avoid interacting directly with others. Wear masks in close quarters. This is according to the Fox News and the doctor advised in this particular article. And but really, it's keeping you and your immune system strong to help prevent that. All right. We're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick all about her experience with the inauguration and all that goes with that. So don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Rose Show, also available on podcast wherever you normally get them. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Trending stories.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And why they matter.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once.
I was saved by God to make America great again.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.